Today's Mishnayos on Masechtes Kelayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. So Mishnah Ches is very much a continuation of Mishnah Zayin, which discussed some very, very basic halachas related to Kelayim. So we've been talking about, for the most part, the laws of Kelayim as it relates to Zra'im and the laws of Kelayim as it relates to Ilanos. And what we've seen is that when it comes to Ilanos, the only way a person violates Issa Kalayim is if he grafts two trees together. You have to take the Heftza of one tree and merge it together with the Heftza of another tree. You physically have to combine the two trees. As it relates to the laws of Kalayim of a Yerek, it can happen in one of two ways. Either you take the actual Yerek and merge it with the Yerek, or even if you took the two seeds, that in of itself would be considered Kalayim. The previous Mishnah said that when it comes to grafting, it would be Aser if you grafted two trees together, like we just said, two Yerakos together, like we just said, or even if you put an Ilan into a Yerek, or a Yerek into an Ilan. Rabbi Yehuda made a distinction between the Ilan and the Yerek, and the Yerek and the Ilan. He said, if you put the Ilan into the Yerek, that's a problem. But if you put the Yerek into the Ilan, that's not going to be a problem. So, but the Mishnah talked about different types of grafting. This next Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, is going to elaborate on it a little bit. It says the Mishnah, Ein noitin yerakos b'toich sadin shel shikma. A person's not allowed to take vegetables and plant the vegetables inside a sadin of shikma. So the sadin of a shikma, that's the stump of a tree. Shikma is a certain type of tree, a certain type of fig tree. But the point is you, there's a tree, you cut the tree off, you're left with the stump, and apparently there was some farming mechanism where you would then plant vegetables inside the stump of the tree. That's not something you're allowed to do. Additionally, ein markivin pegum, you're not allowed to take pegum, which is a certain type of vegetable, and merge it and graft it together al gabi keda levana, on type of a keda levana. And the reason you're not allowed to do this is mipneshu yarek bilam, because again, in both of these cases that we just mentioned, you're taking a yarek, the yarekos or the pegum, and you're merging it together with the sadan shel shikma, or in the next case, it's the keda levana. You're putting yarekos together with Ilanos, that's not something you're allowed to do. So the Mishnah, you're not allowed to take the branch of a fig tree and put it inside a chatzov. So chatzov is a certain type of plant. In fact, this plant is actually mentioned in Navi. It was the plant that was used, Rash, the Rav says, for the Tchumen. So Yeshua ben Nun, when they set up all the different lands, so they wanted to make sure the boundaries were very, very solid. And because of the physical properties of the chatzov, that's what was chosen. And that's what divided the boundaries in Eretz Yisrael. So part of the Hida of the Sefarta of Eretz Yisrael, back in the day, in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, was this chatzov. So if somebody would take a branch of a fig tree and he would merge it together with a chatzov, that's a problem. Now, why did they do it? Shehei mekeiroi. They used to do it to cool off the chatzov. So the chatzov apparently was very hot. Maybe the taste was sharp, and just to cool that off a little bit, that's what they would do. Ein toichvin zmeirishal gefen l'toich avatiach. You now take a branch of a grapevine and put it into a watermelon. Shetezay rekis meimel l'toichvin. The reason they would do it is because they wanted to inject water into it, but that's not something that you're allowed to do. So it seems that the watermelon has moisture that would benefit the zmeirishal gefen that was put into it. That's why it was done. You can't do it. Why can you do these two things? Because these are two examples of taking a tree, putting it into a vegetable, neshu ilam b'yerek, and that's one of the types of grafting that the previous Mishnah said you're never allowed to do. Ein noisin zera dalas l'techa chalamas. You're not allowed to take. So zera is a seed, dalas is gourd, right? If we teach these things slowly, maybe we have a chance to understand what this is. So you're not allowed to take gourd seed and put it into a chalamos. That's some type of plant. Shetei mashmartai, why would you do that? You would do it because you want the plant to protect the seed, and you can't do it. Neshu, yarek b'yarek, this is an example of a yarek b'yarek, you can't do it. So the Mishnah mentioned an example of yarek b'ilan, examples of ilan b'yarek, and then an example of a yarek b'yarek. Mishnah tes. If somebody took turnips or radishes and he buried them underneath a gefen, underneath a vineyard. Now to take a turnip and to plant it together with a vineyard, that's kalayim. To take a radish and to plant it together with a vineyard, that's kalayim. So that's not something you're allowed to do. Stating that, says the Mishnah, Im hayu miktsas olav megulon. If some of the leaves that you planted and buried into the ground were exposed, ein echoshesh, then you don't have to be worried. Loy mishum kalayim. That's what we're talking about. Additionally, loy mishum shvias. It's not considered planting on shvias, which of course is something you're not allowed to do. Loy mishum maisris. Additionally, when you pull it out, there's not going to be any obligation of maestris because we're not going to deem it as if anything grew. Not just that, and he told him the Shabbos, this has an impact in Hilcha Shabbos as well. You'd be allowed to rip it out of the ground. On Shabbos, it's not considered koitzer. It's not considered that you're ripping something out of the ground. So the point is, it's not considered in the ground with regards to what? The laws of Kalayim, the laws of Shemitah, the laws of maestris, and even in Hilcha Shabbos. Finally, another very important basic foundation, halacha related to kalayim. If somebody takes a chita and a seira and he plants them together, so we know that's not okay. Why is that not okay? This is kalayim of wheat, where the halacha is that on a seed level, you just put them in the ground together. That in of itself would be an issue, even though you didn't physically merge them. Chitin and Sa'irin are your classic examples throughout Shas of Tanay Chitin, Bahidalay Basairin, right? That's your epitome of two different meaning. So if someone's a Re'e Chitin Basair Ka'achas, that's Pashit, Areza Kalayim, Rabbi Huda Omer. Rabbi Huda argues, he says, Ene Kalayim, it's not considered Kalayim, Achet Yehu, Shte Chitin Basair, unless you had two Chitins and a Saira, Oy Chitu Shte Sa'irin, or you had one Chit and two Sa'irin, Oichita or yet chita usaira and saira vekusemes and spelt. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? It's not enough that you planted two things. You'd have to have three. So why do you have to have three? So the Rav says, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, Pshana Rabbi Yehuda is, because the pasuk that says that there's an issa kalayim says sodcha loy sizra kalayim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have a piece of land, but there's nothing inside the land, it's not called a sada. A sada means there's something inside the ground. There's something growing. But if nothing's growing, then it's just land. It's not considered a sada. And the pasuk says, sad chaloy sizr kalayim, that at the time you're planting, it has to be a sada. So if the only kalayim, or the only thing that's planted is the kalayim, but without the kalayim, there's nothing, so that means you didn't plant the kalayim in a sada. So if there's something there already, then that's fine. Or if you're planting three things, so then we would say one thing is enough to establish that it would be a sada. You don't need more than one zera. Then the other two things would constitute as sad chalei sizra kalayim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What do the Chachamim hold? They'll know at the end of the day, sada just means a field. And if right now I'm planting in the field, even if it wasn't a sada before I started planting, that would be okay. That's the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and Hadron Halach, the first perek of Mesachtes Kalayim.